fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 13th day of June, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the headlines continue to focus on, a couple of things. The big headline this morning, of course, is the merger of 2 multi-billion-dollar corporations. That would be AT&T and Time Warner. The judge in charge of determining whether it would be some kind of problem with that has said to go ahead and do it. There are different industries. That's why that go-ahead, that green light was given. I don't know why it's such a big deal, but apparently it is. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to acquire at least one EMP-proof, that's electromagnetic pulse, EMP-proof vehicle. Preferably a truck would be good, a good heavy-duty truck. In fact, one of the better ones, and they're very reasonably priced because there's a lot more of these than there are people that want to buy them, would be a military surplus 2.5-ton diesel truck called a deuce and a half. Typically, these things can be bought in excellent working condition for about $3,500 to $3,600, and for another $1,000 or so, you can get one looks like it just is ready for inspection. I mean, really pristine condition for about $4,500 to $5,000, which is not much money these days. So that would be my top of the list as terms of a EMP proof vehicle. We have patient Wayne DeGreener and my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. Professor McKinney taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished IT guy, a radio frequency engineer, amateur archaeologist, prolific author, and weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Hello, Jim. There, unmute myself.
Aha. Uh-huh. We have that a lot with my guests. They want to be polite and not make distracting noises, but here you are. Well, Jim, it's kind of funny how the news cycle is pushing things, trivial things into the background, like Stormy Daniels has been pushed into the background. The Russian probe by Mr. Mueller has been pushed into the background. The IG report, I think, is out now that may help blow this whole thing out of the water. And in the meantime, we have President Trump making a deal with North Korea, and they're probably ready to sign contracts to build condos and resorts on the ocean side there in North Korea, it sounds like to me. What do you think, Jim?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's the story, and it's humorous to see how the mainstream media is trying to put a negative spin on it. You know, it just, it's absurd, because anything Trump does, they have to put some kind of light of there's danger. I saw one woman say that now that Kim doesn't have his nuclear weapons, he'll be much more dangerous.
Right.
You know,
mature adults can see through that. You know, these negative voices are literally grasping at straws. And I think most mature adults, most of the time, can see through it and see that these are make believe counter arguments that have no veracity whatsoever.
No, but the real result is this is just absolutely amazing. And I watched an interview with Dennis Rodman, and I don't know, a lot of people may not have understood. But Dennis Rodman went over there kind of on just a goodwill mission on his own, and met with Kim. And Dennis said, I want to give you a birthday present, but I don't know what to give you. He said, I'd like to see a basketball game. And Dennis Rodman, not really thinking, he said, yeah, okay, I'll come over and we'll get some guys and we'll play a basketball game for you. And, of course, it would be impossible because of the politics. And, North Korea was on the ban list. I mean, we were getting people back that had been imprisoned there. Right. And so, anyway, Dennis Rodman comes back, gets the funding, gets the guys together, goes over there and plays on Kim's birthday, and Kim comes up to him afterwards and he says, you know, you're the first guy from your country that's kept their promise to me. That's
amazing.
What he told Dennis Rodman. And this is, Trump called Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman was there for the signing and everything, and Trump called him up afterwards and he said, thanks, without you, this probably wouldn't have happened.
But amazing.
Listen to that comment. He said, you're the first guy that has kept their promise to me to play a basketball game on his birthday. Now, look at what that says. What does that tell you? That everybody he's dealt with from the U.S. has been a liar, a con man, a guy with a gig, a guy with a twist, and, you know, that come over and, you know, that to a basketball guy. You're the first guy from your country that's kept his promise to me. Listen to that.
Well, that's very insightful, I believe, and very important to see his perspective on dealing with Americans. And all I can say is God bless Dennis Rodman for doing what he did. It's taken the edge off at least one part of the geopolitical mess that's going on in the world, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And what does that say? I mean, look at Iran. The reason Kerry ran over there and ran around the world meeting with everybody after the Iran deal, after Trump pulled out, is because Iran said, hey, you guys promised us this deal, and now it's being pulled away. And what the real issue was Iran paid off all these politicians, including Kerry, probably Mueller, probably Rosenstein was in on it, Obama and Hillary Clinton all got kickbacks from these billions of dollars in cash that they took over there. This was a big cash deal. And wait, they paid off the people, you know, that they were supposed to pay off, and now the deal was being pulled back. They wanted their money back. From the bribes.
And when you say cash, Jim, it's literally cash. Shrink-wrapped pallets of $100 bills. Now, a standard shipping pallet is 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet. And I've seen photographs of the pallets of $100 bills shipped to Afghanistan. And not just $100 bills, but euros also, 100-euro bills and so forth. So when you say cash, we're talking literal physical cash, aren't we?
Yeah. And so that's what Kerry was over there trying to save this thing. Was because he was trying to, because Iran said they were going to expose who got the kickbacks.
Well, they should. I hope they do. I hope they do.
But look at what has been going on with these people. This is just, and let me reiterate that Mueller was the guy in the Iran deal who took the uranium samples to Russia. I mean, this is so bizarre. I don't know why people don't remember this. Mueller was literally the guy that took the uranium samples to Russia to show him, here's the you know, in that form, yellow cake. But we're talking boatloads of uranium, you know, in raw form for them to process in Iran went through Russia.
Chances are what Mueller transported would have been the raw, unrefined ore so that it could be analyzed by the Russian scientists to determine the quality of it.
That's exactly right. But, I mean, this thing is so twisted and upside down, it's just insane. But anyway, yeah, the success that Trump is having, they just can't stand it. There was one of the evening talk show television hosts who said, I hope we have a recession so that Trump will not be famous. You know, I mean, he won't gain points if it's, there's a recession. So please bring on a recession.
That's a belief of somebody with a serious psychosis, Jim. It really is.
Well, that's what, John, I have defined something. I call it DLS. It's like ADD or, you know, attention and deficit disorder, or, you know, Gulf War syndrome, or other things that are mental issues because of shock. I call it DLS, Democrat Loss Syndrome. And there's three questions that you have to answer, and if you answer these questions yes, then you have DLS and you need psychological treatment. It's literally true. As if, do you watch MSN or CNN excessively? The final question is, do you believe that Trump should be impeached because you did not vote for him? And if you think, there's a couple questions, and if you answer yes to these questions, then you most likely have DLS and need psychological counseling, at least, to get you over the hump. You know, like a bad breakup of, I heard one woman on an analysis say it's like Hillary is like someone who broke up with their boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, and all they do when they go on their next date is talk about how terrible their ex was. You know, they're not ready for moving on in life yet.
Well, maybe when a DSM-6 comes out, DSM-5 is the current manual of mental disorders. Maybe we can get that included in DSM-6, Jim.
Yeah, DLS, just remember that, Democrat Loss Syndrome. And it really is. I mean, when you hear what people are, the denial and the switching of anything, and whole Russian probe was designed to cover up the real Russian collusion, which was Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and everything else that went on, and there's no investigation of that at all.
Well, I believe that Jeff Sessions is probably got some investigations going into Hillary, her emails, the Clinton Foundation. That's where the real bodies are buried. I'm pretty sure the Department of Justice is doing that under Jeff Sessions, Jim. That's my belief, and I hope I'm accurate, and hope and pray that really is going on.
Well, yeah, from what I've seen, all of the commentators just say that Jeff Sessions isn't there. He's doing some things like immigration reform or other things. And, because he recused himself, that would deal with Russian probe, and then he's not supposed to touch it. Although, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with him. And he should be able to appoint a special counsel, but there's all these arguments. Well, while the Mueller probe is going on, it wouldn't be fair to have a second probe going on, which could include Mueller and Rosenstein. And, you know, Lindsey Graham wrote a letter to Rosenstein saying, how can you be in charge of the special counsel when you're a witness? And he never got an answer other than, this is extortion.
This is extortion?
Yeah. He won't be extorted.
Well, if it wasn't true, he should have said it's not true, but he didn't say that, did he?
No. We could go on and on about the politics of today, but the issue is that Trump just keeps moving ahead with his policies.
And that's the main thing. We now have food stamp recipients are at the lowest point in 8 years. All the numbers are very positive for employment, for unemployment, for food stamps, with people on welfare, and the number of African Americans that have employment are all positive and getting better with each passing day and week, aren't they?
Yeah, I heard one person familiar with the employment statistics say that anybody now who wants to work can work, which was not the case at all before. They were going for record numbers of illegal aliens taking jobs and then, of course, moving factories out. And I personally happen to be in the middle of many industries because of stuff that I do internationally. I mean, from China to India and everything in between. And I can tell you that everybody I deal with is to the wall busy. They're just like, you know, mandatory overtime because they are they're getting behind on orders. And these are companies that a year ago were not in that condition, I guarantee you. So it's really a stark reality of what's going on. The economy accelerated unbelievably.
Right. Well, the business world can respond very quickly, given the opportunity. Europeans are crying crocodile tears because capital is fleeing Europe to the United States. Capital goes where the opportunities are. And it's almost like a living being, capital. But capital will chase the opportunities, and the opportunities are clearly in this country and not so much in Europe. And it's all very positive. The mass media still is playing their anti-Trump stuff, but it's becoming more and more of a matter that people simply aren't going to listen to, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, you cannot listen to statistics either. My estimate is that there's about a 93% approval rating of Trump in this country right now, and they just can't stand it. They just, you know, they make up numbers just like the election. He was not supposed to win. There was no way in the world. And it's kind of funny to watch now. They have it on YouTube. You can look these up. All of the programs that predicted the landslide victory for Hillary, you know, and they were laughing at this businessman Trump, you know.
That's right.
You can still watch those.
It is funny. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at the. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th day of June, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live into the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads airs from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, and it streams live at WWCR.com, Tower 2. They have four towers, so I'm on Tower 2. And the archives are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And then the show re-airs many times, so all the different ways to listen are listed on my webpage. Scroll down a little bit, and there's a link to how to listen. And then plus the archives are always there for free. And then my paid cast is every week also 1 hour of scientific topics, and that's $3.95 a month. I'm currently talking about propulsion systems, and this goes along with my Atlantis to Tesla, the Goldwyn Connection book, which I'm doing lectures on all my books. So it's actually a 3-week session dealing with propulsion systems, which everybody should listen to. This is very informative, and why rockets will not get us very far into space, and why rockets are being used, and why the NASA programs have in 20 years sending one man to Mars. That's to keep you from going into outer space. So I explain all of this as part of the discussion of my books. So that's ongoing right now.
All right. Well, I encourage people to listen to your shows, and there's many years worth of archives there that will help people get a university level education delivered in a manner that anybody will certainly not have any trouble keeping up with.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm very proud of this series going on right now about my books. So it's going to help kids a lot, and it's meant for kids, adults, scientists of all ages, because without understanding science, you're not going to understand what's going on in the world around you today.
That's right. That's right. And this is very, very important and very fundamental that people get this foundational knowledge. Okay. Well, any updates? We got the thing we talk about occasionally, Jim, is the wing generator. What's going on with the wing generator project?
Well, that's moving forward in about 6 different directions now in the background. And it's getting to the point where I think within about 6 months we'll have the larger sizes publicly available. Yeah. At least to see, because those are not ones that people would buy. These would be commercial level models. So they're getting more diverse, larger, more applications, etc. But it all takes, it just takes time. It takes money. And so anyway, all of that is moving forward.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
So
go ahead.
I consider it like my radio show. When I started my radio show, you know, it was small. And when I started publishing my public books back in the early 2000s, you know, I'd sell one book and I thought, well, that's pretty good. And now I sell whole sets of books, and my radio show is heard internationally. So it's a building process, and the wing is like that. In 10 years, it's going to transform our world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I get inquiries myself. I refer them to you, of course, for the wing generator. And this is something that it could be very, very helpful to people worldwide, couldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And there'll still be what we call fossil fuels. But the innovations going on with the wing, it's really going to relieve the pressure on energy, and it's going to allow it's going to be a whole different world. Because if you look at anything we do, whether you buy a hot dog at the baseball game, or you drive your car, or you watch television, or you sleep at night, energy is involved. So reducing that cost of energy is important, and also allowing us access to outer space, even water, food, all of these issues come back to energy.
That's right. That's right. It always comes back to energy. I did some when I ran for Congress back in 1996. My team did some calculations on two things: the cost of energy and everything we buy, and the cost of taxes and everything we buy. And between the two, we're looking at a substantial percentage of everything that we buy.
Yes. Yeah. It's absurd. Yeah. And energy is multiplied. If you look at the chain of movement that a product goes through, yeah, energy is a big, big chunk of the, in fact, just getting energy to our country is big business. People don't realize that's why we get oil from the Mideast, is because 10% of the cost of oil before it even gets here is gained by the shipping companies.
That's right. And, You know, the United States is now a net oil exporter. We produce more oil than we need. Now, we really don't need the Middle East oil anymore, do we?
No, nobody does. And there's a myth that there's a limit of oil, et cetera. But we just can't keep burning this. I mean, that's the bottom line. Coal, nuclear, these are going to go away. And they're actually, interestingly enough, they're businesses that are choking themselves. The only viable power plants today are the natural gas ones. And as soon as the fracking that's going on is causing a surplus of natural gas, which makes it cheaper. But that's going to end within the next 5 years. Fracking will no longer work. And thank goodness, but they will have destroyed all the groundwater in the meantime. But then natural gas prices are going to go through the roof, and cheap electricity and the basically the business model of central power companies is going to go away. And this is all over the world. So there's got to be a solution that comes in. And it's a perfect time for the wing generator to come in and actually start supplying a bulk, 80 to 90% of our electricity. And the only reason we'll have a central power company is to cap off the amount of energy to fill up the lines.
Well, the whole thing, there's a wonderful book, and I'm blanking out on the title of it right now, but it documents the involvement of big oil in most of the wars, all the wars in the 20th century, basically, and the key role that petroleum and control of petroleum played in all those wars. Very, very sad commentary. Very sad. Here's our break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th day of June. Got something new at my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the left side of my homepage. You don't have to go down very far. In fact, you may not even need to scroll down. Just below the spinning globe, you got me on a motorcycle, then a spinning globe. Then you'll see a waterfall. I've got so many inquiries about helping people find a safe haven in the Ozarks. I'm going to be helping more people. That's what that tile is about. It has my email address, my telephone. If you're looking for a place in the Ozarks, I'll help you find it. And that's what that's about. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. I'm helping hundreds of people get their life back. If you have arthritis pain, get an energy cleaner. Joint pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep, you also need an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Most people these days are getting a mattress pad to go with it at the get-go. It's a great way to get your life back. It really is. Check out the mattress pads. Check out the energy cleaner at my website. I have everything in stock as we speak, ready for shipment. And you can use PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. You need to send me a check. Well, my address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free outline 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments for Professor James McCanney at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jim.
John, I just saw something that's humorous, if not funny. I was looking on IntelliCast, which is the Rothschild-owned weather service, part of the National Weather Service. And, you know, I always make fun of the hurricane prediction, baloney, how they go, oh, this year there's going to be a little bit above average, you know, with so many named storms, so many hurricanes, and then major storms listed, and all these different agencies that get a lot of money, including NOAA and the National Hurricane Prediction Center in Colorado, et cetera. These are staffed with PhDs, all who contribute to these ridiculous predictions. So I look on IntelliCast to check out some numbers. The last time they posted this was in 2016. And in fact, so they don't even update this. I think it's so embarrassing that they actually don't even emphasize this anymore. So the last time IntelliCast changed their prediction information was 2016.
Right. In addition to that, Jim, I'm at their website right now. They summarize hurricanes going back to 1998. But the most recent summary of hurricanes was 2015.
I don't know what's going on over there, but anyway, yeah, people are getting paid. You know, that well, I want a job like that where I don't have to do anything and I get paid a lot of money. That's, boy, that's everybody's favorite job.
Well, it wouldn't be mine. I've had friends.
No, mine either. I'm joking.
I know. I've had friends who take pride in how little work they had to do in some kind of industrial setting, and to me that would be almost like being in prison. We've got a caller on hold here, Jim. We had Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, John, Professor McCanney.
Morning.
I had a question for you. I don't know if you've covered it or not. I don't. I'm not able to catch every single program with you, but I really try to get up and hear you talking. I was wondering, have you dealt with or talked about the Kilauea volcano and the other one there in Guatemala or wherever it is? And I was just wondering if you had a big, if you had a theory on a lot of these volcanoes going off so powerfully.
Well, these are the two most active volcanoes in the world. Kilauea is an example of a volcano that every 20 years does what it just did. And this time it was a little more than average. There's some rumors going around that maybe it was caused by a power plant there, a geothermal power plant. Well, pumping water into a live volcano is not a smart idea. Really stupid. But anyway, that power supply had been there for about 20 years, so there's not even an empirical way to associate it with that the activity, recent activity of Kilauea. But Kilauea is the world's most active volcano, and as I've said before, if this were in the Aleutian Islands, you wouldn't even it wouldn't even make the back page. But people built their houses right below the volcano. I mean, 2 miles away, you could see lava flowing down the hills, literally, where these developments were. So when the eruption occurred, you know, and just to give you an idea of the mentality, there were people who lost their homes and that had 10 feet of lava on their where their house used to be, and they were going back already trying to rebuild. You know, and the lava wasn't even cooled yet. So I don't quite understand this. There's lots of available land, and why the county let those people build there, I don't know. I can't answer those questions. But and in Guatemala, the same thing. This is one of the world's most active volcanoes. It goes off every 20 years. You know, so it shouldn't be a surprise that it went off. And once again, they should just, you know, tell people that this is not a good place to build your house. And, of course, these are poor people. Hawaii, these were very nice houses that burned up. In Guatemala, we're dealing with very poor people. And so, anyway, but it's not a good place to build a house in a volcanic region. You know, where these explosive volcanoes are going on. Central America has many explosive volcanoes. So if you took away the land that would be subject to possible volcanic eruption, it would take a lot of land away from Central America, not to mention Mexico City. I used to live there, and every morning I'd get up and see Iztaccíhuatl and Popocatépetl off, you know, 75 miles to the east of the city, and at that time they were not active, but they were active. There's been major earthquakes in Mexico City, but, you know, 20 million people live there. So we live in an active earth, so I'm not sure what to comment other than we live on a very active earth. We have tsunami threats constantly. The entire eastern and western coast of the United States are subject to tsunamis.
So, if you were guessing, would you say that any of this has to do with that the Ring of Fire that they talk about, or?
I
mean, are those connected to the same? Are they? Is there more? Is there more volcanoes? I mean, because you're probably up on this a lot more than I am. I'm too busy right now to even fiddle with it. But have you seen anything else in the Ring of Fire that's starting to become more volatile?
Well, these volcanoes are active all the time. It's just the level. And let me tell you something, for example, Kilauea. On a global scale, even in Guatemala, on a global scale, these were not big volcanoes. They're very localized, very localized. And so the Hawaiian one, the only affected area, other than a little bit of ash blowing in the air, for maybe 5 miles away, there was really nothing affected. Just the lava lake there that was held in the hillside decided to slew down and break through the ground all over the place and finally flowed out into the sea. People don't understand geological forces. If you can imagine an entire small mountainside full of liquid lava, and all of a sudden it starts popping through the ground down below, and it begins to move, the amount of momentum in that, it's tremendous. And so, you know, that's what happens. This lava builds up, and then it needs to be released. So, but the Ring of Fire, yeah, that's a very real issue. And all around the Ring of Fire, very active. You know, there are volcanoes going off all the time. It's just we don't hear about them. And it's been a big news item, and the news loves tragedy. So, of course, the volcano in Hawaii got a lot of attention because hundreds of houses were lost. But anyway, enough said.
Yeah, it created a whole bunch of land, I've heard, going out into the ocean, created all kinds of new land out in there where it had built things in.
There are many developments in Hawaii that are built on lava that's probably no more than 20 years old. So, you know.
All right, John, well, thanks.
Okay, Kyle, appreciate the call. Call number is 800-313-9443. All right.
John, last week, Thursday afternoon, so this would be after our show last week, NASA made an announcement, and this had been a pre-planned announcement, a lot of hype, that they had discovered the potential for life on Mars. And this was a big, bogus story. And they always do this. They release it right around the time of my show, so I did not have time to gather information and comment on it. But it had blanket coverage. And so what I mean by blanket coverage is it was every place. You could not be a literate human being without having heard about this. But the end result is, it's very clear to me now that they found organic molecules. They dug down, found a little rock, smelted it, and found some molecules that were related to organic molecules. But the problem is these molecules had sulfur atoms embedded in them. Where there should have been a carbon, there was a sulfur. And so what this tells me is that this was due to volcanic activity, because that's where the sulfur comes from. So when these molecules were forming in the heat of a volcano, they had available sulfur, and so they were basically polluted with sulfur atoms. That's what it tells me. It has nothing to do with life. And the first thing they say in the articles where they're quoted is that there's no way of really knowing if this is related to life. So a big bogus announcement, a lot of hype over potentially. And the other issue is, there's all kinds of evidence of life on Mars, and that it was very recent. So the NASA announcement was that this was billions of years ago. So where they get this billions of years ago is just the rabbit hat. There's no chemical or physical evidence stating that these molecules were billions of years old. Absolutely ridiculous.
Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. On the subject, back to the subject of the economy, you guys were talking about the economy and the jobs increasing and all of that. People, I'm from the rural area primarily, but then the good jobs are in the big cities. So anyway, I was working for that company called Hertz, but I was harassed and threatened by a coworker. And I'm still dealing with that. But anyway, I applied to the SEPTA, which is the Transportation Authority here in Philadelphia, for three positions that require no previous experience: electromechanical, dealing with the electric rail, and I do have training in the electromechanical circuits from the military. And I'm a veteran, So anyway, and that was like a month ago that I applied for that. Haven't got any feedback yet. But I found out that I may be going through the wrong pathway for application. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but turns out that if you want to work for the city, all you have to do and get a really good job that pays $50,000 a year, you just walk into a business and you stand there and you don't buy anything from them, and you wait and you wait and you wait, and they ask you if you want anything, and you say no, and then you refuse to buy anything, and so they ask you to leave, and you refuse to leave. And you know what ends up happening? Long and short, you get paid off by the corporation that the company you stood in their business and refused to buy their coffee. This would be Starbucks. I don't know if you guys heard about this.
Of course.
So these two guys got paid by Starbucks. They sued the city. They sued Starbucks. They got paid an undeclared amount by Starbucks. They got $200,000 from the city, but they each took a dollar, and then they turned the rest of the $200,000 over to some training program for minorities.
Okay. Well, Mark, we're out of time here. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We got a last break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th of June, visiting with Professor McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we're down to the last 3 minutes. It's been a really fast hour, sir.
Yeah, it has been. Well, John, I personally was very impressed. I mean, I felt emotional about this issue with North Korea, because it's one more very heavy negative thing in our world. And to solve that and get that's going to make a better connection with China. China was very instrumental in that whole deal, by the way. It just, you know, another improvement. And it tells you that through, you know, how many past presidents that were not able to do this at all, it shows that the diplomacy that was going on was to keep these people negative. You know, and if you dealt with the Russians or the North Koreans, you were weak and you were all of these other negative connotations. And really, the world, when we have all of this negativity, the world suffers. And you have to understand that is actually the agenda of people like the deep state and those people, and they're losing and they can't stand that somebody is coming along and actually improving the world. They can't stand it, because that's how they operate, and this comes down from the European bankers. So that's why they hate Trump. He's not one of the players. You know, they can't stand having somebody in there that's not running the system the way they want it run.
He's been a wild card. And he is seriously going after the deep state, and he still has a lot of work ahead of him. Literally hundreds of men and women appointed under the previous presidents, Obama, both Bushes and Clinton, that don't have the best interest of our national security in mind, and in our culture and America in general, do they?
That's correct. And so I encourage people to watch the upcoming election. Excuse me, and go out and vote. If you're in an area, find out who your candidate is and vote, because this is very important. It's finally at a time where it's important to vote, and your vote actually is going to mean something.
It does, and we've got a bunch of, we got about one-third the senators up for re-election this November, every member of the House, and of course all the local and state elections as well. And people need to be registered to vote, and they need to get out and get their friends and family out to vote as well, don't they, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. And then talk to people, because people have a lot of archaic, stupid ideas. You know, get them, turn off the CNN and the MSNBC and start watching other news sources, or just screw your head on straight, and you'll be able to see that something different is going on here. And we need, really, we need a lot of the new blood in the Republican Party. And I'm not a Democrat or Republican, but Trump is neither, he is not a Republican either. He just happens to be in that party and was able to maneuver in and take it over. You know, we need a whole new agenda on this planet. So, and I don't agree with a lot of things he's doing with space and NASA, et cetera, but it's a big operation, and you have to give people leeway, because these other issues are overriding much bigger than some of my personal issues.
Jim, thank you, sir. Have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage